Outside the apothecary's shop, Coleridge received the illicit phial of laudanum into cold and clammy hands, fumbled secretively with waistcoat pocket. Concealment coincided with the hearse topping Highgate Hill. Brought hat to heart, bent grey head, watched intently coffin approach and pass, stepped into the rising cloud of dust, right hand raised in benediction. "You called me drunkard. How I wish it had been so. We two have borne so much since childhood, both fatherless. Your deformed foot cruelly forced into braces, a lame boy, briefly the toast of literary London, then marriage. What company you have here. Dante, Milton and myself can each testify how discord and art are congruent beings. The deep shame of such intimate failure, whilst desire still fuels imagination, self-loathing, loss of children. To a life blighted as frost on bud you added exile, sharpener to that sense of absent home, whetstone to the cut of misery. From this child Harold came, on wings of imagination came also Don Juan, intelligible, made for state. These creatures you took in, housed from storms of intellect, not only out of charity and loneliness, but out of deep love of language. Yet still you roved. Bards and statesmen are unquiet things. Stir the soul's springs, often fools to those they fool. Such ambition. Hubris and the weight of earth recoiled upon you. The spirit harbourless, an island everywhere inaccessible into which you are departed, throned amongst guardians to the armoury of language. Hearse a distant speck, tremulous fingers touched waistcoat pocket and slowly replaced his hat.
Thank you.